Well, Andrew, just describe what emotions and feelings you went through today against Geisler.
Obviously, after last week, winning in like last 10 seconds and then taking it to pens and winning, you know, the emotions are high. All the lads are buzzing. And then to be 2-0 up at half-time, you know, we're in cruise control. We should go on and win it, but unfortunately, that's football for you and these things happen.
You think first half, obviously, were phenomenal. We scored 2 good goals. You, from yourself and Jarvo, scored 2 good goals. Gaz must have been singing your praise in the dressing room at half.
Yeah, Vermo and Smudger, they had a set-piece, corners, and we had a couple of free kicks that we went through the other night. So the first one was obviously Dino running to the front ball, flicking it on, and then me trying to get onto it. So, you know, perfect start, come off. That's what you expect with training ground routines and stuff. So, unfortunately, then we scored again. So 2-0 half time, couldn't ask for much more.
I say second half, it looked a different team. You come off, Sam come off, and Java come off. It looked a different team, like you said.
Yeah, any team, no matter what level, if you lose three of your back five, it's going to be hard. But we've got a squad of players who can, you know, can achieve things, can do things. So it's just disappointing. We win as a team and we lose as a team.
And like I said, today we lost as a team.
Yeah, of course, but you know, we've had a good season. Like, taking today out of it, we've had a good season. You know, if you would have said at the start of the season that we'd have been in the playoff final and we'd have just lost by one goal, or you know, all the fans and everyone would have been proud of us. So, you know, I'm proud of, you know, my mates, my teammates, and we look forward to next season.
Like I said, the lads must take a lot of bonuses of coming away. Like I said, you know, it's been a big season and we've played a lot of games, but at the end of it, just one game, a bit too short, really.
Yeah, exactly. You know, obviously we won the league last year, to come to the conference north. Like Smudge just said to me the other day, he went to watch the final last year, and his report back to Gaffer was, we need a lot more players. We only signed 2-3 players, maybe. So, you know, the bunch of lads who are here have been excellent all season. You know, they've done me, obviously, the Gaffer proud, the club proud, me proud. So, I just, you know, I can't say much more to them except keep your head up high. And, you know, it's been well. It's just a shame that what's happened's happened, but that's football.
I see you personally, how's it been as skipper this season? Have you enjoyed it?
It's not even just this season. It's since I've come to the club. You know, I've got a great bunch of lads behind me, and it makes my job not easy. Like, I couldn't ask for anything more from the boys.
So you must be chuffed. Obviously, we lost today, but it must still be a great season. You know, the last 10-12 months.
Yeah, it's been a great season, but like I say, we should have, 2-0 up at half time. This season should be even better. But like I said, that's football, and that's what happens. And unfortunately, fair play to Geisler, they come back, they kept doing what they were good at, and you know, they won 3-2, which that's a fact. So, but like I say, I'm proud of him, the gaffer's proud, the club, everyone, the fans, everyone's proud, so we're happy with that. It's just disappointing.
Can we use this as a platform to build on for next year now?
Yeah, exactly. The gaffer said he wants to bring a few players in, but every season I've been here, he's always brought a few players in. We've never had any bad eggs. We've had, you know, people come in and been friends, and you know, keep progressing, keep achieving. So that's the main aim of the season, and hopefully we can do that again.
I said, enjoy the night tonight now with the lads, and build on next year.
Yeah, it's team bonding all the time. Like I say, doesn't matter if you know, win, lose, you always have the team bond. That's Gary's philosophy since he's been here. No matter what happens, we go out as a team and we enjoy each other's company and become friends. And it's good to know that my friends are here. Obviously sharing disappointment. It's just a shame it couldn't have been happiness and being promoted to the conference.
Team spirit must play a massive role in the dressing room. How do you think it's gone?
Yeah, it's, the dressing room is brilliant. Like, obviously with jobs and everything, sometimes you can go trading or go to a game quite down, but when you see your mates and your mates are buzzing, you're buzzing, everyone just lifts each other. So, you know, we've exceeded expectations this year, so we've just got to build on it next season and see what happens.
It must have felt great this year, this last game, scoring a goal.
I'd rather not score a goal and win the game, but that's what happens.
So we'll move on and we'll be built bigger and better now next year.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll build on from, you know, we'll take this today's disappointment Obviously losing the final, we'll take it into next season, and we'll build on the disappointment, and we'll start when we start pre-season.